Good morning. With about an hour of trade remaining in the US session, we're seeing all three major indices improving. The NASDAQ is standing out. This is actually the first improvement in three sessions for American stocks. And what seems to be helping is some encouraging comments from China's central bank. It will do everything necessary this year to try and boost economic growth and support its economy. But all eyes certainly have been on the Brexit vote, which took place early this morning in the House of Commons. Quite a big loss for Prime Minister May. The current Brexit deal has been voted down unanimously by MPs. In fact, a 230-vote loss, which was a record margin, the worst defeat for a government in about 100 years. And it was largely seen as a worst-case scenario as far as the margin of defeat goes. But looking forward, what will happen here is in the next 24 hours, there will be a confidence vote. The market is still expecting that Theresa May will largely survive that vote, and that could very well take off the chances of a general election off the table. Now, interestingly, we had UK and European markets improving ahead of this vote, but it was the sterling that was the big mover. It slumped ahead of the vote due to some cautiousness, but then largely recouped a lot of those losses. But in the US, we had widespread improvements. Healthcare and technology stocks standing out most and making the biggest difference. The profit reporting season is continuing, and the stock that stood out there was United Health. This is the largest health insurer in the US. It beat profit expectations and also revenue expectations. Netflix, the big mover in the tech space, up 6%. It actually has raised its prices for subscribers in the US for the first time in a couple of years, from $11 up to $13 a month. JP Morgan Chase actually fell short of expectations with its results, but still a big lift in profits, and its shares are lifting today as well. The Aussie market is set for a slightly better start, but largely flat. SPY futures up only 2 points after a strong gain yesterday. Commodity prices mixed. Iron ore and gold were down a touch, but the big mover there was oil, which surged by about 2.5%. On the economic front, monthly consumer confidence, building activity, Chinese house prices, the Aussie dollar's at 71.9 US.